a break came, or not so much a break as a change in the monotony, I and a number of other officers, and I think again about 200 men who were considered fitter than the others, were sent up to a camp just north of number 3 camp. It was a camp occupied by the Manchester Regiment. 1,600 of them went into the onto the railway, and somewhere around 60 survived. It was a dreadful place. They had a good broad river going past their camp, plenty of water, of course, provided it was had been boiled, but they did have cholera needles before they went up, so they had a great advantage there. They had 7 doctors, and yet, mysteriously, they were just dropping dead very, very fast. And the reason was that their officers showed no interest at all in their men. They allowed the NCOs to command them and organise them, and there was no organisation. I asked one poor fellow soon after I got there, just near the bridge, and I was talking to this, he looked, skeletal poor fellow, teeth missing, and I said, why is it that so many men have died so very, very fast, and that to the extent that 200 from us, from our camp, could come up and restore some sort of order, and by comparison, seem fit? And he said, sir, we died of breaking hearts. The main activity there was the building of this great bridge. I thought, as I lay that night hearing the pile drivers, the hammering of the pile drivers, that for the rest of my life that noise would beat in my brain. But I soon forgot it. It was one of the most horrible jobs there was the carrying of the great logs. They seemed nearly the size of a telephone pole. There might be 20 men carrying it. They used to say, if an elephant can't drag it, then get the prisoners to carry it. And one can imagine what happened carrying a log like that when a rise in the ground had to be crossed. I mean, the poor fellows in the middle had to carry the full weight. And then as they got down the other side, the men in the middle would be in a hollow, and the men at each end were taking the full weight. And the Japs would then encourage them on with whips made of fencing wire. I suppose the main cause of deaths was in this camp, it was not, of course, cholera, but it was dysentery, malaria, and, of course, being forced to work far beyond their strength in a state of malnutrition. I think that a lot of this could have been saved, I'm sure it could have been, had the fires been lit in their huts. The main activity here was the building of the bridge. That is what the huge logs were for. The bridge was held up mainly by friction. But once those logs were hammered in, one log was stood on another and spiked together. And then logs were laid across and crisscrossed and spiked. It could not have stood very long after completion.